Can you start by telling us a little bit about the history of DAV?
Sure. I mean, DAV, we're the original charity supporting disabled veterans. We were founded in 1920. We're the congressionally chartered voice for disabled veterans and their families. We really provide a lifetime of support for veterans, their families, their survivors. Even we're looking out for their caregivers as well. We help about 1 million veterans a year with benefits, helping them access the health care they've earned. And we also represent them on Capitol Hill. Connecting them with meaningful employment and helping them transition out of the service is a big deal for us. And that's why we're thrilled with our entrepreneurship program, DAV Patriot Bootcamp.
Yeah, let's talk about the bootcamp a little bit. Tell us a little bit when it started, why it started, and all the good particulars that go along with it.
Sure. I mean, DAV Patriot Bootcamp was founded by the tech community. It started as its own charity and became a DAV program. We're just thrilled to, we believe in the potential of veterans. We believe in what they can contribute to our country, even after they've been changed in service. So Patriot Bootcamp empowers business founders in the military and veteran community. We're providing startup education for them. We're basically making entrepreneurship accessible to them. We're focusing on mentorship, access to resources, and we're providing them with a community kind of within the community of people who support and just uplift one another. Like you said, it's offered at no cost. We have in-person programming, and we're doing one of those upcoming here in the Cincinnati area. And we want everyone who's a veteran founder or a spouse to take part in that program.
How can interested entrepreneurs in this bootcamp program apply?
Sure. You can visit patriotbootcamp.org. That's the fastest way to get to it. Like I said, we're going to fill up for this cohort pretty soon. So we want to get folks who are interested to register online. It's February 5 through 7 is our next cohort. We'll have two more in 2025. So people, if you visit patriotbootcamp.org, you can get on and learn more about the program. If you know a veteran who's interested in doing it, and we get great support DAV has from Golden Corral in that area. But if you know a mentor, someone who can give back to those folks, or you know a veteran who could benefit, please send them to patriotbootcamp.org.
Do you have any success stories about the alums that have come through this Patriot Bootcamp that you could share with us?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's so many. I think of there's a veteran Army medic, Julie Sargent, and she founded Cardinal Medical Solutions. And we see this with a lot of the groups that we work with. These are veterans who want to continue to serve. Her company deploys emergency medical services to first responders so that they can get back into the fight if they're called out during a disaster or something like that. We have a blind Army veteran. He's blinded while he was working as a tank mechanic in the Army. He created Think to Zoom. His name's Zubi Onwuda. It's actually a prosthetic device that allows vision-impaired folks to turn text into audio. And it really makes the world more accessible for him. We have so many. Mike Malinsky is an example of someone. He's a disabled Marine veteran. He invented Tadpool Swimsuit, and that's a wetsuit that floats so that kids can be safe while they're in the water. We've had folks on Shark Tank. We just have a lot of great people who are coming through, and it's inspiring to see how veterans want to give back.
Dan, as I let you go, where can our listeners remind us where they can go to learn more? And even if you're a business leader that wants to get involved, I imagine there are ways you can do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Visit patriotbootcamp.org to learn more. You can apply for the next group or just get involved. Just get your name in the hopper to get involved, and we'd be thrilled to have you as a mentor or as a participant.
Dan Clare with the Disabled American Veterans. Dan, really appreciate your time and your perspective this morning. All the best moving forward, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, sir.